There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The Department of Homeland Security admits that there have been 231 documented incursions by Mexican military or police during the last 10 years, including 63 in Arizona, and that several Border Patrol agents have been wounded in these encounters. This admission comes after years of pretending that these incursions were just accidents. Sheriff deputies spotted a military-style Humvee near El Paso, Texas, with a mounted 50-caliber machine gun escorting a caravan of SUVs bringing illegal drugs into our country. Our outgunned and outmanned sheriffs and state highway patrol couldn't do anything except take pictures. The Mexican government is unwilling or incapable of doing anything to stop the wide-open lawlessness on the Mexican side of the border. Our Border Patrol agents say they are often confronted by corrupt Mexican military units employed to protect and escort violent drug smugglers. Meanwhile, the news media have shown us pictures of the just-discovered, sophisticated 2,400-foot tunnel running under our border to a warehouse in San Diego. U.S. authorities recovered more than 2 tons of marijuana, and nobody knows how many tons of drugs have already passed through. When is our government going to protect us from the crime, the drugs, the smuggling racket, destruction of property, and endangerment to U.S. residents along our border? Representative J.D. Hayward says that if you visit the border, you'll find that almost everyone there has to carry a gun. Just imagine if you had to carry a gun to go to the grocery store or to take your kids to school. For the best up-to-date analysis of what our government should do, read Representative Hayward's new book called Whatever It Takes, Illegal Immigration, Border Security, and the War on Terror. He calls for a security fence, 10,000 border agents, and enforcement of penalties on employers who hire illegal aliens.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. If you also believe immigrants to the U.S. should come here legally, be free from disease, learn English, obey our laws, and respect their visas, then write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. For more about immigration, that's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says people will accept your ideas much more readily if you tell them that Benjamin Franklin said it first, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view, and we now have another mad cow. She showed up in Alabama this time. This is the third one in the United States, but don't worry, she did not enter the food supply. Now, I'm going to talk about this a little bit today because it goes right along with animal ID. It goes right along with the bird flu. It goes right along with a lot of other things that are happening. And I believe that, hey, this is not just a happenstance. How did they find this cow in Alabama? She was a beef cow, and she was a downer. By downer, we mean she couldn't get up. She was... Is it ambulatory or non-ambulatory? I get my medical terms mixed up, but the old booger couldn't get up and go. That was her problem. Now, let me go through some of this. This is part of a Wall Street Journal article. So it's in, today's Wall Street. March 13th is in yesterday's Wall Street. Okie dokie. Here's what Wall Street says about this. Wall Street said U.S. confirms mad cow case. In the article, it says Bush administration officials were preparing to argue for scaling back the program if no new cases were discovered. Uh-oh, we got to find a cow that's going to put a lot of bureaucrats out of business. If we can't find some old critter out there that can't get up and go, we got to do it. Those plans would be jeopardized by a confirmed case. Let me read that again. This is right out of Wall Street Journal. Bush administration officials were preparing to argue for scaling back the program if no new cases were discovered during the winter. Those plans would be jeopardized by a confirmed case, particularly if it is found the animal was born after August of 1997. Well, she was. Let's see, when was she? I don't know. It tells us she was 10 years old anyway, they think. You can't look in a cow's mouth and tell if she's 10 years old. By that time, she's going to be a short solid or a gummer or a broken mouth or something. We don't see. You can't tell a horse, really, after 7 or 8 years is about the best you can do on a horse. You can be 100% accurate the first 3 or 4 or 5 years of their life. And after that, you know, it makes a difference on how they grazed, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, the second case before this one was in a 12-year-old cow raised in Texas. Now, let's go into how they found that cow. This is springtime. You say it's not officially. Well, next Tuesday it'll be officially springtime. Cows don't know whether it's springtime or not. And this is the time of the year we've gone through a long dry spell. By dry, I mean it hadn't rained. Much of the country is dry. We're having a major drought all the way across the Midwest, South, Northwest. I mean, if you get out the drought map and you can get it up on your computer, it's dry. And that means that there's not much vitamin A out there. There'll be vitamin A deficiencies in these cows. This is the time of the year you have calving problems. Cows go down a lot of times just because they've got a dead calf in them, or maybe they're carrying twins and they're not nourished heavy enough to carry twins. What do we call it that they get all the time this time of the year from eating grass tetany? It's grass tetany that they come down with, can't get up and walk. So there are downer cows right this time of the year, literally all over the United States. She was a beef cow. She wasn't in a dairy herd. You know, dairy cattle are treated totally different. You see a dairy cow twice a day. You see a beef cow maybe once every 6 months, depending upon where she is and how you're taking care of her. So why did they just happen to find a downer beef cow and have her tested for mad cow disease? I mean, there are farmers and ranchers literally all over the United States this morning, this very morning, that's got the chains wrapped around a cow's heels and hooked her behind a pickup or a tractor, and they're going to the dead hole with her, all right? You don't call a vet when you've got a down cow. If she was alive and she was down, you shoot her first. I mean, this is just the way a ranch is operated. Why would they find this cow, particularly when the Bush administration officials were preparing to argue for scaling back the program if no new cases were discovered? Does that make sense to you? Like I said, cows are down. I will assure you that cows, and particularly now, because a lot of cows that have gone to the local sale barns, which would normally go to slaughter, if they preg check them at the barn, at the auction barn, and if she's in second or third period and she looks like she's going to live another 6 months to a year, a farmer or a trader or a rancher will give an extra $100 for her over what she's worth to go to McDonald's to take her home and get that calf, because calf prices are pretty decent right now. So there's a lot of old cows that somebody else thought weren't going to, you know, needed to go on to the great pasture in the sky, and then they go back to that pasture, you know, out in the boonies. So we're going to see a lot more downers this year probably than we normally would. But they don't. I can't imagine a cow owner just seeing a downer cow calling a vet. I mean, you just don't do it. It's funny, though, they found this one at about the same time the Bush administration officials were preparing to argue for scaling back the program. Let's take a break. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hey, Derry.
Yes, yes.
I went to a speaking engagement last night, heard this tremendous speaker.
And drove him home, didn't you?
Yeah, drove him home. And he was telling about how many head they slaughter in this country, 31 million annually. And I got to thinking about that last story, and I thought there for a moment that that would be pretty hard to find one cow in 31 million that are being slaughtered annually.
They didn't slaughter this
and they
cow.
They didn't slaughter. So therefore, your odds are reduced to even less than one in 31 million.
See, I can't imagine. I would love to go onto the farm where this cow was, talk to the individual that owned her, because, like I say, she was a downer cow. Now, I guess there are people that would call a vet if they've got a down cow. Sometimes a vet can get them up if she's got milk fever, but a beef cow doesn't get, a 12-year-old, 10-year-old beef cow, not going to get milk fever. You can bet on that. It's your dairy. All this stuff comes from dairy cows. If she's got grass tetany, there's not much she can do for her. And most ranchers and farmers know that. When they're down, they don't get up. We have an unwritten rule at our house. I don't even care if it's a cow that had calving problems. You know, if you have to pull a calf out of her, if it's a hard pull and she doesn't get right up, go back the next day with a rifle. Don't take hay and water and feed and all that, because you're just wasting your time and your effort. There won't be one in 100 that'll get up and go after they've been there a while. So, and most people know this. So you wouldn't call a vet. I mean, a vet can't do anything for her. How come they decided this cow, this particular cow, needed to have her brain operated on? That's what they do. They take the brain out of part of the spinal cord, and they check them. Now, I want to quote General Douglas MacArthur. Our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear. Kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fervor with the cry of grave national emergency. Always there has been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we did not blindly rally behind it. So says General Douglas MacArthur. They've got to keep the people stirred up. Douglas MacArthur's been dead for 50 years. He said that way back during World War II. So, it may have been Korea, I don't know, but of course he got fired over Korea, if you remember. He wanted to win the Korean War, and Truman said, no, my handlers are telling me that we've got to keep going, you know, we've got to keep spending money and trying to keep people whumped up. And this is what Douglas MacArthur is saying. And I'd love to go down there and visit with the guy and see his operation as to how come they decided that one cow needed to have a brain operation. Anywho, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, hey, this bird flu is bad, bad stuff. And our government must keep us in a perpetual state of fear. Stay tuned.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
...0853 for details.
And we have returned. Well, as Jeff said, yesterday evening, last night, we were at a meeting where I spoke. And prior to going to the speaking, we went to a restaurant. And we were sitting in the restaurant, and they had the television set on, but there were several of us at the table, and we were trying to carry on a reasonably intelligent conversation. And I just looked up at the television set, and I don't know what news channel they were on, but it had to be one of the majors, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, something like that. And they were showing these wild geese flying, and they were talking about the bird flu and how terrible this was all going to be. Now, here is a speech that the Secretary of Health and Human Services made over this past weekend. Michael Levitt, he recommended that Americans start storing canned tuna and powdered milk under their beds as the prospect of a deadly bird flu outbreak approaches the United States. Didn't say it could approach it, didn't say it might approach it. It said, as it approaches. It's on the way, folks. Get ready. But ready or not, here it comes. He says so. It's being spread much faster than first predicted. From one wild flock of birds to another, an airborne delivery system that no government can stop. Well, now, this isn't what we've been studying, because the information that I have, coming from Indonesia and Asia and these places where they have the bird flu, is that they're not finding many wild birds. It's been in poultry flocks, and it's not been in farm flocks. Less than 5% of the chickens out in the communities have contacted bird flu. It's the ones that are in the main poultry houses, like Tyson or Purdue or somebody like that would have, but they're over there in Asia. They're not here yet. Anyway, now the agriculture secretary is going to get in on this. Michael Johans says there is no way you can protect the United States. No way. By building a big cage around it and preventing wild birds from flying in and out. He goes on to say that U.S. satellites are tracking the infected flocks. Now, how do they know if they're up there at 1,000 feet? I don't know how high a goose flies, but how do they know they're infected? You'd have to catch those things, and I guess maybe they can take dropping samples or something. I don't know. But I can't believe a spy satellite can do that, but maybe it can. Anyway, they're tracking the infected flocks, which started in Asia and are now heading north to Siberia. Now, when they get to Siberia, they fly over the North Pole, I guess, to Alaska, where they will soon mingle with flocks from North American flyways. Now, I don't know if I believe that or not. We ought to get Jim Beers on and ask him some questions about that, because to me I'm just not sure those birds can do that, or do it. I'm sure they could if they wanted to. But anyway, Laurie Garrett, she is a senior fellow for global health at the Council of Foreign Relations. The CFR is involved in it. You know, I know 15 years ago, you talk about the Council of Foreign Relations, and they'd say, boy, Brownfield, you are a kook. There's no such thing. If there was, Tom Brokaw would be talking about it. Now they show up here every week or two with a news release or something, the Council of Foreign Relations. I've got books that they've published now. She says what we're watching in real time is evolution. Now, I don't know what's going to evolve here. Maybe those geese are going to, I don't know. But anyway, she said it's a biological process, and it is by definition unpredictable. Then we go on. America's poultry farms could become ground zero as infected flocks fly over. The industry said it is prepared for quick action. All the birds involved in it would be destroyed, and the area would be isolated and quarantined. There's that quarantine word again. See, this is exactly what Bush said back 6 months ago when we first heard the government talking about bird flu. We're going to have to quarantine people. You're not going to be allowed to travel. You're not going to be allowed to move. All right? All the birds involved would be destroyed, and the area would be isolated and quarantined. It would look very much like a sort of military operation. Did you get those? It would look, wouldn't be, it'd just look like a sort of, wouldn't be, just a sort of military operation. Yet, we talked to some folks at Homeland Security has been training, and they're talking about calling out the military. And this goes right back to what Bush said back here 6 months or so ago when we first heard about the Asian bird flu. Extraordinary precautions are already being taken at the huge chicken farms in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Other than the farmers, everyone there has to dress as if it were a visit to a hospital operating room. Let's take another break. Our number is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are more than welcome.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Friends, we all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved, but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property rights while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443.
Almost 1 million Americans got something that they didn't want last year, a heart attack. Okay, so that's bad news for those people, but that's not you, right? Do you barely have time for breakfast or lunch, only fast food or a quick snack, not enough sleep, and very little or no physical activity? Is this starting to sound a little too familiar? It's our lifestyle and diet that's killing us. But there is a solution.
Now you can take simple steps that may help avoid future heart attack, emergency room, angioplasty, and bypass heart surgery with chelation therapy.
Cardio One is chelation therapy made easy. Cardio One removes arterial plaque from your body, and that may help reduce your risk of heart attack by as much as 85% and improve your overall health dramatically. Get your 30-day supply of Cardio One today. To order, send $43.95 check, cash, or money order to Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Living off the grid, that means no monthly utility bills, no electric bill, no water bill, and you know that by using renewable energies, you can save resources and lower or completely eliminate monthly utility bills. But what does it look like in practice? See the video that answers that question, Alternative Power Video. You'll see one man and his family make their own electricity, pump their water, and heat their house for less than $70 a year. Video chapters cover the battery system, inverter, generator, solar panels, water, heat, plus a bonus chapter on net metering. Alternative Power Video is instructional and inspirational. Alternative Power Video in DVD format only is 70 minutes long for just $24.95. Send check, cash, or money order to Power Video, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. For credit card orders, go to alternativepowervideo.com.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And now, here's the star of the show, a man who says timing has a lot to do with the outcome of a rain dance. Derry Brownfield!
And we're back. Just got a call from a caller that asked a quick question, and I'll relay that on. But I think, Okay, her question was, if the birds are sick, how are they going to fly all the way up to Siberia, etc.? But I think anyone that really understands how diseases operate, there are usually carriers that carry a disease that do not get sick. In other words, their immune system is good enough to... All the birds, you know, I'll never forget back when I was just a kid starting out, and we, you get what you call, you have, when you're buying cattle or any kind of livestock in any numbers, you'll get what we call a wreck. I mean, you might be buying healthy cattle and they look great, and you get them home and you go out there one morning and, I mean, it looks like half of them are sick and they start dying on you. And I remember a good friend of mine was a veterinarian, and he advised me a lot back in those days, and he ran a lot of cattle. He said, "Derry, they won't all die." And that's the way it is with these ducks and geese or whatever. They're not all going to die, yet some of them are still going to be carriers. But anyhow, they have already admitted that the bird flu virus to date is still not easily transmitted to humans. There have been lots of dead birds on three continents, but so far fewer than 100 reported deaths. Well, it's way fewer than 100. It was like 20-some the last I saw. Now, a couple of kids died over in Indonesia, and that brought the toll to 22 in Indonesia. But both of the children had been in contact with the sick chickens. They had chickens that were sick, and then the kids got it from the chickens. But to my knowledge, every case so far where they've had people that have gotten the disease have been literally handling the chickens. Now, what about the animals that eat the dead chickens? Okay, cats do that. And so the cats have now come down with the bird flu. All right. The current bird flu strain is showing up in European cats. So the people in France, for example, their government agencies, they say the bird flu panic has prompted increasing numbers of cat owners to dump their cats. Now, they're not supposed to dump the cats. They're supposed to keep them in the house. But who wants a sick cat in your house? So anyway, they're taking them out on the street and dumping the cats out on the street. So the cat police have started picking up the cats. In 2 days, this is in France, in 2 days we picked up 40 abandoned cats. Ordinarily, we would pick up maybe 10, but here we're picking as a maximum. But here they're finding a lot more cats. 3 cats have died from bird flu in Germany. 2 Austrian cats were caught but survived the disease. And so it does go. Anyhow, let me go back to what General MacArthur told us. Our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear. Kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fervor with the cry of grave national emergency. Always there has been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we did not blindly rally behind it. So said General Douglas MacArthur. If it's not mad cow disease, it's bird flu. Anyhow, if I'm happy right where I am. I don't want to leave. I've been to other places. But if I did have to go somewhere else, if I was going to move, I think it would be to New Hampshire. For whatever it's worth, New Hampshire has enacted a law that says New Hampshire will not participate in a national identification card system. They said, no, we're not going to do that. The law says, being enacted by the Senate and House of Representatives and General Court convened. 1, prohibition against participation in a national identification system. The General Court finds that the public policy established by Congress in the Real ID Act of 2005, Public Law 109-13, is contrary and repugnant to Article 1 through 10 of the New Hampshire Constitution, as well as Amendments 4 through 10 of the Constitution of the United States of America. Therefore, the state of New Hampshire shall not participate in a national identification card system. Nor shall the Department of Safety amend the procedures for applying for a driver's license under RSA 263 or an identification card under RSA 260-21. Now, wouldn't it be great if every state in the Union would come up with a law just like that? Somebody's got to buck the system, and nobody wants to buck the system. We have judges that need to be impeached. We have all sorts of things that need to be done, and Congress won't do anything. And people just don't have the backbone to stand up to whatever is right anymore. Where are the, you know, it hasn't been, our country's just a little over 200 years old. And if you studied American history, which most kids don't today, They had what they called the Boston Tea Party. They were tired of the tax that was placed on tea, and as a result, they get on this British ship, and they throw the tea overboard. They dressed up like Indians and got rid of the tea. Don't we have people today that can stand up and do things? Well, in Maine, a couple of guys did. In Ellsworth, Maine, two masked protesters disrupted an informational meeting at City Hall and attacked two state agricultural officials with cowpucky. Yeah. Kind of reminds you of the Boston Tea Party, more or less. The meeting had been arranged to discuss proposed legislation that would authorize the state agriculture department to develop rules for a livestock identification and tracking program. Now, that's where Jeff and I were last night. We weren't in Maine, but we were at one of these meetings concerning the animal identification program. I didn't see anybody throwing cowpucky. Everybody was in a good mood. But, you know, interestingly enough, several politicians had been invited. There were a couple there. But several did not show up because they remembered that a year ago in the same building in the same town of Owensville, Missouri, they had kind of a Boston Tea Party, really, when the local people found out that the government was going to put meters on their water wells. And the people that were behind that bill actually showed up. And they left, and, you know, nobody got hurt. Nobody got upset. Few people kind of got screamed at a little bit. But, you know, that's good for folks once in a while. One of my sons spent most of his high school years working at a sale barn. And he went in early, and they sorted cattle, and then they drove cattle through the ring, and then they penned cattle, and then sometime it'd be 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning when he'd get home because he'd have to load out trucks. And he got yelled at a lot. But he was good at being yelled at because I yelled at him a lot. You got to yell at kids. You know, it's just like training dogs. You have to use the proper training devices once in a while. And so anyway, him and six other guys, maybe there was five others, there's six, I think, went to work in the oil patch down in Artesia, New Mexico, or Hobbs, New Mexico, in one of those areas. And in about 2 weeks, they were all gone, but mine. He said those other boys didn't know how to get yelled at. You know, you got to yell at folks once in a while. My wife says, oh, you are just loud and obnoxious. I know it, but I've been doing it for 70-some years now, and I don't say it has paid off every time, but in a lot of cases, it works. Now, this meeting, I'm going back to the cowpucky meeting in Ellsworth, Maine. The meeting had been arranged to discuss proposed legislation that would authorize the state's agriculture department to develop rules for a livestock identification system. And the argument was heated during the session, and it had been for most part civil until these two guys come in and whomp these state veterinarians with cowpucky. All right? That's not the message we were trying to send. I bet it did send a message. Come on! You know, they say they want to make this beneficial for everybody. Well, those guys say make it beneficial by forgetting it. And I kind of have to agree with them. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big-money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
And we have returned. I have an interesting story here. At least I think it's funny. But T. Allen Morgan got a ticket because he drove a little too fast through a speed trap. It was a $149.50 ticket. And apparently this speed trap thing was on, it was one of these, cameras that takes your picture, and then you have to go. We had a caller call in here one and said, I want to be faced by my accuser. Bring that camera in here before I pay any fine. But anyway, that's what happened. The guy's in Nashville, Tennessee, but it wasn't in Nashville. It was a little town called Coopertown. And he paid the fee. He paid the ticket. He wrote a check for $149.50, and on the check, he put a note for the, for a speed trap. He made the check out and all, fine, but down in the little, you know, where you write what the check's for, he put for speed trap. And this upset the mayor of the town. The Coopertown mayor, Danny Crosby, said the city would not accept Morgan's check because doing so would amount to an admission that the city does, in fact, run a speed trap. Well, what do you call a thing if it's not a speed trap, huh? An accusation the mayor has steadfastly denied. Here you've got a camera on a stick up there somewhere. And the mayor denies that it's a speed trap, and they're fining people $149 for, and it's not a speed trap? Come on, the mayor denies it steadfastly? Boy, I'd hate to trust him with anything, wouldn't you? He says, I'm not going to accept the check with that on it. Well, anyway, just hours before they were to go to court, Morgan said a city official called him to say the check he wrote would be accepted after all. Morgan said, my intent was simply to make a point. The point is, American, not tell me that I can and cannot say on a check. Anyhow, it gets a little more interesting, really. Coopertown, and its police received nationwide attention after the AAA automotive, you know, the AAA car people, announced it was considering adding the town to a list known for their strict traffic enforcement habits. AAA officials said it is possible that the town could become the organization's major traffic trap, a designation reserved for cities that unfairly target drivers to raise money through traffic citations. The mayor says there's no trap. Anyway, I guess the check cleared, now everybody's happy. Take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
Precious metal prices rose Monday on speculative and consumer buying, with a weaker dollar offering support after touching a two-month low on Friday. Gold closed up $6.70 to $546.20 an ounce. Silver added 20 cents to $10.13 an ounce. A new Bloomberg's LA Times poll found that 60% of wealthy investors expect portfolio returns over 10%. Read more at SwissAmerica.com. And now this.
5 years ago, my book, Rediscovering Gold, announced the start of a new gold rush. Today, experts are calling for gold to hit $1,000, $2,000, even $3,000 an ounce. The good news is, it's not too late. Gold is still a bargain. If you want to understand gold before it hits four digits, call now for my latest newsletter, The Rule of Gold, at 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUYCOIN. Discover why gold rules.
Let's go to Yuma, Arizona. Mel, hi, you're on the air, Mel.
Hi, Derry, how are you?
Good.
A couple of things. First of all, I want to give you an extra plug for your Common Sense Chronicles. Folks, if you're not getting it, you ought to. He put some really, really excellent stuff in that little monthly pamphlet of yours.
Well, thank you.
There you have it. Isn't it time you become a subscriber also? The Common Sense Chronicle is Derry's monthly newsletter that brings important issues to the headlines. Each month, you'll read news not reaching the mainstream, written only the way Derry can say it. Plus, guest writers and monthly features like Thoughts from Beth's Desk and Ignorance Gone to Seed. Just like Mel from Arizona said, if you're not getting it, you want to. So for a free sample, write to Chronicle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. To order, just send $24.95, check, cash, or money order to Chronicle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Back to this speed trap ticket thing. The fact that this made the news and made the internet, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, the dispute launched a Tennessee Bureau of Investigation probe into the manner in which Morgan's payment was handled. Now, they're not investigating the guy that wrote the check. They're investigating the mayor and the city council. The TBI official said the agency was looking into whether the city's refusal to accept that check constituted a criminal act. You know, really, I think Mr. Morgan that wrote the check, all he did was just put, he wrote the check outright, and all he did was just down in the little column, you know, where you write
memo.
You know, the memo thing, it said, for speed trap. That was a nice way of putting it. I would have probably made the check out to the Coopertown Gestapo or something. Give them something to really get upset about. But anyhow, that's the way it is down there in Coopertown, Tennessee. All right.
That story made me laugh about what you told me last night.
What did I tell you?
Derry and I were traveling west on Highway 50 last night, coming back from the speaking engagement. And as we turned onto Highway 50, there was a state trooper that pulled in behind us. And he was starting to follow us a little bit. And then you told me that story. Go ahead, tell us about the time you were being followed.
Exactly the same thing happened. This cop just pulled right out and got behind me. And as soon as I saw he was going to stay behind me, I slowed down so he could pass. And he stayed behind me, so I just pulled over on the shoulder and motioned him around. Well, he pulled in behind me. He said, "What's the matter?" I said, "You're following me." I said, "Why are you following me?" You know, I said, "That makes me nervous. I don't want to drive in front of you." But this was back when we had 55-mile-an-hour speed limits, you know. And all that stuff does... I wish I had it in here. I don't have it now, and I've used it on the air, but we need to use it more. But, you know, they make laws just to upset folks. That's all in the world they're for. That 55-mile-an-hour speed limit wasn't going to save gas. It wasn't going to do anything except upset people and really turn them against the police. And it wasn't the police's fault. But, you know, I slowed down and gave that guy plenty of time to pass. Why didn't he go on around? And I said, "You, I just don't want to drive in front of you. But, you know, you make me nervous. Nervous in the service." I've gotten 5 speeding tickets in my life, and I've got them filed right back here. I can tell you the name of the cop, the whole bit. I've kept every one of them, and every one of them was back when we had this 55-mile-an-hour speed limit thing, you know. Anyhow. Let's see, how much time do I have? I don't know whether I have time to go into this or not. But back to this porch thing, you know, where we how our porch. Remember we had a trucker call in one day and say that he delivered into some of these ports where they bring ship containers in and how they haul ship containers. And he said, you know, they don't do anything. You just go on in there and you could, you know, they don't ever look in the container. You take the empty container back, then they look in the container. And ABC News says that they give thousands of truckers by the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey ID card. It's issued with virtually no background checks. The Department of Homeland Security recently investigated the New York and New Jersey ports and found that of 9,000 truckers checked, nearly half had evidence of criminal records. More than 500 held bogus driver's licenses. The intelligence report found truck drivers had been convicted of homicide, assault, weapons charges, sex offenses, arson, drug dealing, identity theft, and cargo theft. 33 were identified in narcotics-related offense. Now, these people are driving in and out of our ports, I guess pretty much just like that trucker called us. He said, you know, they just go on in there and get your load and leave or bring the empty back. Anyway, that's Homeland Security. Don't you feel a lot safer now? And may the good Lord bless and keep you all the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, They're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.